5 irrefutable laws that will guarantee divine acceleration in this year. Yes. And common faith. In the name of Jesus. Let's lift our hands and just talk to the Holy Spirit. Rabaka sekelama. Thank you, Lord. It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing is coming my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season. It's coming to me. It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing. It's coming my way. It's season of power. Prosperity. It's a new season. It's coming to me. Sing it. Pick up the song. Let's go. It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing is coming my way. A season of power and prosperity. It's a new season. It's coming to me. Lord, it's my new season. It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing. A season of power and prosperity. It's a new season. It's coming to me. Sing it one more time. Roba kaseke, raba kaseke. Roba baba sata, raba kaseke. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of life, Lord. It's a season of power. Power. Prosperity. Prosperity. Oh. It's a season. It's coming. Divine acceleration. Sing it one more time. It's a new season. It's a new. The last 7 years of my life have been better than the last 25 or the last about 17 or 18 in the kingdom. I preached the gospel 25 years, but the last 7 years have been more fruitful than the last 18. God does not determine your success. He told Joshua, you will determine your success. God does not determine who goes to heaven or who goes to hell. You determine whether you want to go to heaven or whether you go to hell. I want to pray today for divine acceleration. I remember a few months ago in my book writing, and I have 8 books here. They'll be at the book table right there. I wrote my first book. I wrote the second book, and I printed those 2 copies. And let me tell you, about 100 or 200 books, I could not get them out of the printing press. I was stuck. But I did not stop writing. I wrote that book. I wrote the 4th book. I wrote the 5th book. And in one instant, I got favor with somebody who printed 2,000 books for me for free. It's called divine acceleration. Divine acceleration. Divine acceleration. You can choose between favor and struggle. I've made up my mind. I'd rather work my head 24/7 thinking about favor than labor. Talk to me, somebody. If you pursued favor the way you pursued labor, your life would be very different. Koraseke baraboshi. Reba katoma ndo lobo bobo seke na mandoro bobo za. Oh Lord, lift us up high where eagles fly. Where eagles fly, Lord. The Bible says that they that wait on you shall mount up with wings like an eagle. Yes, God, they shall run and they shall not grow weary. Rika savande la ba 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 bai. Rebebebe kaseina mandola. Esakanda baba. Riba kosekete. Limandola siete rababa. Inde rapakanda mai. I'm just gonna speak whatever I hear. Let me have the anointing oil. I want to anoint about 7 people here who are about to enter into an uncommon season of favor in their life. Roba keseke raba. It's not labor. It's not labor. The Bible says that a good name is better than precious ointment. A good name is better than rubies. I want to have a good name. A good name is better than a precious ointment. I want to have a good name. You can never have favor if you don't have a good name. God make my name good. His name is good. He shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. If God is good, He can make you good. Sharabakasaka. Friends, let me tell you, when the favor of God comes upon your life, today, Joel Osteen can write books about anything and they'll sell. He can write 3 things why you need flowers. People will buy. He can go to the forest and just see trees and say, extraordinary trees for success. That book will sell. When favor is upon you, everything you touch works. Talk to me, somebody. Praise God. Before you reach there, it's struggle. 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 I hear in the spirit, there's somebody who is going to reach up their turning point now. Jacob struggled all through 7 years labor, 14 years labor. But that night, things started working for him. Oh, Sakapa. Rabakas. Lord, this year, let this be the year for uncommon favor. Rabaka sheke lababasa. Some of us, you still don't understand what uncommon favor can do for you. You still don't understand. Mordecai was a slave. He was a slave in Babylon. But when that favor came upon him, he became the prime minister in Babylon. It's not where you are. It's who you are with. Glory to God. And I want to pray also for 3 people who last year was your worst year in life. It was your worst year. You don't even know how you made it through. Just come to the altar. 7 people who are trusting God for uncommon favor in their life. Just come to the altar right now. Rekasova mandolobosa. It's a new season. It's a new day. A season of fresh anointing is coming my way. It's a season of power. One day of favor, Shakaramayana. Intananana Masekera Baba. Oh, the anointing of God is here in a new way, in a new way, in a new way, in a new way. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Teach me how to make profit. Teach me how to have more coming in than going out. Teach me how to live my life. Teach me. You're the God who teaches me how to make profit. You're the God who teaches me. You are my guide. Guide me at the beginning of the year. Guide me at the beginning of the year. Come on, lift up your hands. Both of your hands. It's a sign of surrender. Shakaraba. Remba tapana mazembela papa. Ropo kasie valambo shaya. Reba kaze kenama. Era panasie valapa. Let's sing that one more time. Let's sing that one more time just before I pray.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Fresh anointing.
It's coming my way.
It's coming my way.
Season of power. Just play softly, just play softly. You're not the first one who cried to God. Elijah did. You're not the first person to cry to God. Hannah cried to God. You're not the first person to be in need before God. Jacob was, and God heard them. God heard them. God heard them. God heard them. God will hear you. God will hear you. God will hear. God will hear you. Satata. Mokari anakasea. There is uncommon greatness in you, sister. Common greatness in you. Says to you that this year you're gonna write it down in your diary, in your journal, because your miracles are going to begin this January. Ela pasielo boka sakata na mazai itakalamai. There's greatness in you that has never been tapped. There are gifts in you that people don't even know about. But God is going to begin to birth something in your heart, and you begin to visualize. Your imagination is going to change. Your thinking is going to change. And you're going to begin experiencing a birthing within your spirit. And you're going to birth that which you have never birthed. I see a metamorphosis. People who know you by next year, they're not going to be able to recognize you because God is changing you totally. Rapasavalapai. And I see three major doors that are going to open up beginning this January. And I know you will testify. You will testify. Lift up your hands. It's a new season. It's a new day. It's a new day. I anoint you for favor. 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 Pray in the Spirit. 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 I rebuke infirmity out of your life. You've gone through so much pain. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to set you free right now in the name of Jesus. You're going to experience supernatural joy in your life and health and release within your soul in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you've not been able to sleep, but right now from tonight you're going to sleep like a baby. The joy and the life of God will begin with you this year as it begins in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. I want to release the power of God in your life. Receive. Receive right now. Receive right now in the name of Jesus. The supernatural power of the Holy Ghost. Can you sense the fire on the forehead right now? That's the anointing. That's the anointing in the name of Jesus. Ora sabo rabakate rababa zandere rebekai. Kisarapana to zambarako shekelaba. Itakana mandora parababa satan. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is saying to you, it is well. It is well, my daughter. It is well to you, my daughter. It is well. Yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Heal her. Restore her, God. Kasamambro kasheke rababai. Whatever man has taken away from you, God will restore. God will restore that which man has broken in your life. In Jesus' name. Kasarabai. Just open your mouth and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you even for the bad things that happened. Thank you even for the bad things that happened. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Karabai. You will never be the same. You will never be the same again. You will never be the same again. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Karabai. It's a new season. Receive the fresh glory of God upon your life in the name of Jesus. Rapatamando rababa kazaka. In the name of Jesus. I decree a fresh season of favor in your life in the name of Jesus. Reba Kazai. Lord is saying, just put your house in order. Prepare yourself because he wants to do a new thing in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is saying to you, is there anything too hard for me to do? Oh, Rakashaya, nothing too hard. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Lift your hand. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. One more time. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain be broken right now in the name of Jesus. Shine! Robababababakaya! Be released! Be thou set free in the name of Jesus. I see doors opening for you in the name of Jesus. Come on, there is power.
There is power.
Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Touch! The power of God.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Lift your hands.
There is power.
There is a call on your life to preach the gospel. There's a man of God in you. I call the man of God in you right now.
Every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain.
There is healing.
There is healing in the name.
Businesses to the next level. Amen. He's calling you to the next level. You've been doing well, but there's another level for you. In the name of Jesus. And I hear the Spirit of God tell you to begin supporting the work of God in a bigger way. I know you've already been doing that, but invest. Invest more in the kingdom than you're investing in Kenya. Invest more in the kingdom than you're investing in Kenya. And you will see the favor that God will begin to bring in your life. It's good to invest in Kenya, but just make sure that your most of investment is going to the kingdom. A friend of mine, I thought about a friend of mine who I mentored in high school, and I was thinking about him on Saturday. And this guy was doing so well, and he got a lot of money. I was asking some people last night. Some people told me, did you know so-and-so died? I was wondering, he died? I was thinking about him on Saturday. But you know, he prospered, got so much money, but he never used it for the glory of God. There's a new level for you, brother Giddy. Could we all stand, those who are behind? The Holy Spirit is still moving in them behind there. I'm just about to finish. Everybody stand. Father, I agree for that anointing that you're bringing a new door for him in his business world right now. In the name of Jesus. I hear the Holy Spirit say to you, pursue mentorship. Pursue mentorship. And the Holy Spirit is saying, don't use training of many years ago for your future. Where you're going will require a retraining. And that's why you feel like sometimes you take 3 steps ahead and you take 2 or 3 backwards. It's because there's a retraining. A retraining, like just like police force, whenever they're about to be deployed in a new field or in a new, they're sent to Israel to be trained about, new things and all that. But I feel that the Lord is saying to you that he's going to bring so much glory in your life, but they will take a retraining, new ways. And I'm hearing him say flexibility, adaptability. Thank you, Lord, for your servant. Everybody lift your hand and say, there is favor in the name of Jesus. There is favor in the name of Jesus. I see you traveling, preaching the gospel on big pulpits. There's a new anointing just about to come on you. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
Fresh glory on you, next level. A fresh glory on you right now in the name of Jesus. I see dignity and honor on you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And I see a wife. I'm seeing a wife on you, man. Getting married. Sharabababa kazaka. Urapanira boka zeke rabababa. Rise up. Rise up. In power. Rise up in authority. Rise up. Lift up your voice. And begin to speak to the devil right now with the authority that you have in the name of Jesus. Come on, look at me, look at me. There are things that are lying on you, but because you have allowed them. I want you to look at the devil and tell the devil, God, right now, leave my house, leave my children, leave my family, leave my finances. Come on, do it. Speak, speak right now. I take authority in the name of Jesus. Receive your power back right now. Receive your power back in the name of Jesus. Your power back in the name of Jesus. There you go. Receive, receive. To break every chain. 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 Without release in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain.
To break every chain.
God is calling you to be a pillar in this church. A pillar. Financial pillar. Rabakaso baba raba baba. Katamai. Speak a blessing on your businesses right now. A blessing on your businesses right now. In the name of Jesus. Shaka brokapa. In the name of Jesus. My goodness, there's an anointing coming on you right now. Look at me. You've gone through a dry spell for about 16 months. But there's a new fresh glory coming on you right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Open your mouth. You're going to speak in tongues and pray in a heavenly language right now under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You're going to be a powerful woman. You're going to be a woman of anointing and a woman of power, a woman of authority. Father God, I want to thank you. Holy Ghost, power, come upon her right now. Power in the name of Jesus. Let her go. Just let her go. Just let her go. Power in the name of Jesus. In the name of, to break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain. Say there is favor. Break every chain. To break. If you want prayer, just come. Come. Say there is favor. There is favor. Man, I like you. I like you. I like you, man. To break every chain. All right. To break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
You shall not be contaminated, says the Spirit of the Lord. God will separate you. I know you're going through under serious peer pressure in school. Some of your friends are not very good friends. You're under a lot of pressure. Nobody knows about it. But right now, I want to pray for a supernatural protection over you right now, that you shall not go astray to the left or to the right. In the name of Jesus, I release the power. Receive right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, preserve this man. And there's a call on your life to sing. There's a call on you to sing and lead worship in the house of God. Receive that in the name of Jesus. Bless this guy. Well,
like your pause, man. Praise God. Bless this man, Father. Establish him in your ways, in your kingdom, Father. Give him a passion for the kingdom. Give him a passion for the word of God. In the name of Jesus. Let him know you. God will visit you before June, personally. He will talk to you personally. You will not have to say what your mother told you about God. He will speak to you personally. And you're going to have a personal encounter that is indisputable. And everything about you will change. You even change your hairstyle. I like it, but you will change it. I love it. I love your hairstyle. But you're going to change it. I changed my hairstyle last year because of experience with God. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, an experience with God will make you change your life. Change your closet. Bless this man beyond his recognition. Father, bless this girl in the name of Jesus. Preserve her. Protect her. Oh, Rabaka, thank you. I know she loves God. You love God? Amen. Would you like to serve the Lord? Say, I will serve the Lord all the days of my life. Amen. Father, bless this girl. Bless this girl, Lord. Bless this girl, sweet Holy Spirit. I speak a covering of protection over this girl, Lord. Yes, the devil has no claim over their lives. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that one more time before I hand over the microphone. There is favor. Everybody, let's stand. There is favor.
There is favor in the name of Jesus. There is favor in the name of Jesus.
There is favor.
There is favor in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain.
To break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain. How many believe that there is an anointing to enter into this year right here? In the name of Jesus. All things are possible to him that believes. Praise God. I'm going to pray on you, but I have an instruction from the Holy Spirit, and I also share with the pastor. I have an anointing and a compelling within my spirit to ask people to sow a seed into the kingdom of God. And there are many different levels of sowing that I've experienced in my life. And I'm going to just touch on about three of them. The levels that have changed my life. There's a level of the $58 seed. Anytime I sow a $58 seed, something happens the same day. Something happens the same day. I went to a meeting, and the man of God leading the meeting, he said, Brother Jesse, I was seated in a service. And the person leading the meeting, he said, those who are sowing $58 seed today, trust God for whatever you want. I didn't have the money. I took a check and I post-dated it. I remember it was August 22nd. I wrote the check August 22nd. That was year 2010. I say, bank it on 22nd. The day they were banking the check, just lower the keyboard a bit. The day they were banking the check, my wife was in Kenya and she was trusting God for some money. She said, God, I need this money. And I've gone to sleep, but Lord, it was during the day, in the evening, somebody called her. And that person called my wife and said, give me that bag. And said, the bag. And said, I'm holding my bag in my hands. Said, are you at work? Because God has spoken to me to bring some money to you. She met my wife and said to my wife, we were having a conversation with another woman and we were talking about the $58 seed. And she said that God spoke to me to be sowing to Pastor James $58 seed for 12 months. She's in Kenya. I've planted the seed here in the U.S. The same day the check was entering, that lady sowed $58 into my life for 3 years.
I was testifying that testimony to another couple. I know you know Masha Mapenzi and her husband. I was giving them the testimony. And they were laughing. Say, why are you laughing? It's because God spoke to us to be sowing $58 seed into your life. I had four people sow $58 to me on a span of 3 years every month because I obeyed. I wrote on a $58 seed this year. And I said, God, I want to trust you for my books. The same day I wrote on a $58 trusting God for my books, somebody offered to print as many copies as I want for free. Can you praise God with me? Can you praise God with me? There's the $58 that I have tested. I have tested the $200. I have tested the $1,000. Something everybody I've ever met who has sown a $1,000 seed, they're uncommon. Something different is different in their lives. And today, I'm not going to ask you to sow the $1,000. But I have an unction for $58 seed today. And don't think all these, they just want money. Catch it light. I want to tell you something. It's not sowing alone. It's sowing and reaping. Paul says, no church communicated with me as concerns sowing and reaping than the Philippian church. It's not sowing. It's sowing and reaping. I have documented every seed I've ever planted in the kingdom. Let's be seated for a minute. I'm going to pray over you. Let's just be seated. I'm going to pray over you. I've documented every seed I have. I journal. I have an inventory. Quickly, in a minute, I want you to catch this. You have not mastered giving and receiving unless you can tell the seed sown and the harvest received. A farmer can tell you what they planted last year, where it is. I can tell you seeds that I've planted in the kingdom. Sometimes I write them. I don't even have space. Listen to me. Hannah went to God. She needed a child. And this is the revelation. She wanted a child. I believe she had prayed for many years. But she told God, if you give me a son, then I will give him to your house. God said, What did you say? Say, did you hear that? What did you say? Repeat, Hannah. Lord, if you give me a son, I'll give him to your house. Okay, right? We have a deal. Do you know what? Hannah had a need, but God also had a need. God needed as a male child to be a prophet to replace Eli, who was misbehaving. So when she gave who? Samuel. She met God's need. Samuel became the greatest man. He was the king of Israel because there were no kings. He was a priest. He was a king. She got four more children. She had five children. And who tells you that Hannah was not the most respected woman in Israel? People would come to him, and maybe if they were Kikuyu, they would come and say, "Hey, drogira juke guone, ukiari na muna vi. Eh, wongena mnabi, eh? You talk to the priest on my behalf. Is he there?" Why? She met God's need. God spoke to me, man of God, this January. And he told me to name something that I look at as impossible as the year begins and tie it with a $58 seed. That's what he told me. And I did that. What do you see this year that is so hard that, God, I don't even have faith to pray for it? I need to tie that with a $58 seed and count it. From tonight. From today. Some of us are trusting God for papers. Lawyers have eaten your money. God has a need. And you have a need. Praise God. I want to challenge you. It's a low level. 58 you can eat in a restaurant, in a lunch with friends. But if you do it for the kingdom, you will never forget it. Every time I do it, something happens in my life. And I want to participate. I'm going to write a check today of $58 towards the kingdom. Praise God. Like, pick an envelope. Pick an envelope. I would like us to present. I would like us to present that into the kingdom. Pick an envelope. If you're writing a check, just write it. Pick an envelope. Let's participate. Don't exempt yourself. Don't exempt yourself. Don't exempt yourself. There may never be another opportunity like this. Thank you, Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name. What do you have in your life that you're saying, if you give me this, I will give you this? It's a vow. A vow strengthens prayer. To break every chain. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Your future is determined by who you have chosen to believe. Just about to bring it. We're just about to bring it. Just about to bring it. We're just about to bring it. Praise God. Let's stand. Let's stand. I'm done. Korasakatama Sande Labasa. Repakasono Bobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobob Let me tell you, try. He says, try. Try. Just try. Try. Man of God, I went to a meeting, 206, 15 June. I sat in a meeting. The Holy Spirit said, bring $1,000. He said, pledge it. I went and pledged it. I didn't have it. I went to Chicago. Somebody gave me $1,000. That's the biggest financial decision I've ever made in my life. From that day, God has blessed me. He has put me on international television, Daystar, Word Network. I've been there. People, I go anywhere. People say, I've seen you. Say, where? Word Network. Say, I've seen you. Where? Daystar. I did not. It's an invitation. It's an invitation. Brother, it's an invitation. And if you don't have it, you can pledge it. It's an invitation. To buy the preacher tie? Nah. 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 It's an invitation for greatness. Praise God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I know the area of finances has really been abused. But if knives have been abused in the kitchen to kill people, we don't throw knives from the kitchen. Praise God. If a car kills somebody, do we ban all cars? All right. Let's sing that together. I know there's somebody who wants to participate. Lift your hand wherever you are. Jesus' name. There's somebody behind who wants to participate. Lift your hand. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Sherapa kalamanda rabasana. Shake it. I like your singing. Yes. I love your singing.
In the name of Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
To break every chain.
To break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain.
This is the instruction. Write on the envelope whatever you are trusting God for. Write to your Samuel. Write to your Samuel. Write to your Samuel. Hannah was trusting God for a Samuel. Write whatever you are trusting God for. You will remember this. You will remember this. I'm helping your faith. I'm helping your faith. Give me an envelope. Give me an envelope. Give me an envelope. Please never exempt yourself from prosperity. Never, never, ever exempt yourself from prosperity. I don't care whether you're trusting God for a house. I don't care whether you're trusting God for a green card. I don't care whether you're trusting God for a wife. Whatever you're trusting God for, write it there. I'm agreeing with you. I'm a participator. I'm not trying to tell you what I don't do. I told you I cannot preach that which I don't do. I cannot preach that which I don't do. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Let's stand together. Let's stand together if you have written, let's stand. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. Let's stand together. Break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain.
To break every chain.
Sing, there is favor.
There is favor.
You are going to go very far. In the name of Jesus. Let's bring, let's bring, let's bring. Just bring, just bring. Shaparabaka Saka Talabai. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we agree. In Jesus' mighty name. 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 Porapa Saparababa. Hallelujah. We're going to receive three harvests. A new level of the Word of God in your life. A new level. Number two, you're going to hear the Holy Spirit more. More. Clearly. There's nothing that tests your connection with God like obedience. You have obeyed. You're going to hear God in a fresh way. Number three, financial breakthroughs. Financial breakthroughs. Financial breakthroughs. Every chain is broken. In Jesus' name. To break every chain. Ora pasai. I call that promotion. In Jesus' name. You have received. Promotion. James, move.
To break every chain.
You are not through with the media. You are not through with the media. I see you on radio. I see you on radio. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Have you sensed the anointing? Praise God. Praise God. There's a family miracle. There's a family miracle. Lord, we agree. You know what it is. You know what it is. There's a family miracle. You know what it is. 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 Wow, can you smile? Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Are you in leadership? Where do you work? You're going to be head the other nurses. Amen. Yes, sir. With you for a bright future in the name of Jesus. Order. I see a lot of order in your life, in your future. Amen. And establishment in Jesus' name. Never underestimate the voice of a man of God. Never. 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 Brother Nick, just knock to your next season. Yeah. Seeing you riding with great men of God in the future. Somebody else come. Praise God. The burden is removed and the pain is broken from you. Your tears have been wiped away. In Jesus' name. This year you will not shed a tear. And if you do, you're going to shed tears of joy. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. You are blessed and highly favored, says the Spirit of the Lord. Blessed and highly favored, says the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Where's your husband? Are you married? He's here? All right. He's at work. I speak a blessing to him in Jesus' name. What's the name of the baby that's coming? Are you pro? Are you going to have another one? Later? What's the name? Praise God. Praise God. Something special about you. How many children do you have? Two? One of them is a prophet. There will be another one more. You might be saying Mefunga, but you will remember that. In the name of Jesus, I decree your favor. I decree your grace, God, in the name of Jesus in our life. Do a new thing and bless that house. Bless our children in Jesus' name. The 11th year, you're going to accomplish more on the 11th year, more than the 10 years you've been in America, in Jesus' name. Receive that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. What about Pasaka? Praise the Lord. I see you doing community development projects. I see you doing community development projects at home. See you in Jesus' name. God empowering you and doing projects at home in the name of Jesus. Bless him, bless his family, bless his wife in Jesus' name. Amen. Man of God. Sorry? A lot of needs, but he's able. Father, we agree for those needs. I see faith and your mountains are moved in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Seasons change when you decide to use your faith. We are not wasting time. We are investing. You should give me. You should give me. I hold it fast. I want to hold it. I want to hold it. There's something. There's something happens when you touch it. In the name of Jesus, we agree that this January, the change begins in Jesus' name. You've written your needs here. Write your name. Have you written your name? Write your name. Write your name. Write your name. All right. Both of you, just come. All right. Are you tired? Let's just pray over them. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. This is your year of divine visitation. I see you. Sorry. I see you. Just softer. I see you in your secret place. You've created a secret place, and that's where you're going to spend most of your quiet moments. And God is going to visit you in a very mighty way. Amen. And the things you lost, many, you're going to recover everything this year in the name of Jesus. I see spiritual power. I see you charging like a lioness with power. And there's a calling on your life to preach the gospel. She's an evangelist. All right. Somebody just stand behind her. The power of God is on her life. Karapasora pakiente lamai. The seed you've just sown is for your ministry. Father, when you do a miracle for me, do for her one. Do for her, Lord. Rakasakata. When you bless me, bless her, God. In the name of Jesus. Give her credibility. Give her favor. Bring her order in her family. In her house. Let it begin in her house. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I rebuke confusion from her house. In the name of Jesus. Smile on that house, Spirit of the Lord. Smile on the house. Rebaka Shera Mamandeliria Tororobosaya. And give her recognition and favor and revelation. She's a woman of revelation. In the name of Jesus. My goodness. Take the anointing. Just take it. 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 Take it. Every meeting, the next time you touch the microphone is going to be new. It's going to be fresh. The next time you hold a microphone, it's going to be fresh from heaven. Kasava labo, rababo, robobo kasa. Tereramando ratatete. Kinamai. I see you just receive the gifts of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shakarameta lomandelapai. Sakatai. You're a woman of faith. A lot of faith. You're a woman of faith. This is what I hear. You're not only going to meet your needs, you're going to meet the needs of others. She does? Even more. You're going to be a donor. And right now I'm agreeing with you for a sevenfold harvest for seed that is already in the ground. In the name of Jesus. Seed that you have never received harvest from. Some of them you sowed 7 years ago. They are coming together. The reaper shall overtake, the sower shall overtake the reaper. Rabaka sakata rabababazaya. And you're going to be the happiest woman in this church. The laughing woman. You filled her mouth with laughter. Hallelujah. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the. Come on. To break every chain. Man of God. The Lord is smiling on this church. He has seen the way you've kept the candles lit. He has seen your sacrifice. And he's saying that he's going to visit you. Kamashola pakata lama kasheke. There's a revival you're going to do in this church. About 3 days. In the anointing and in the presence of God. It's going to catapult you into a new level of glory. You're a worshiper. You're soaked in the anointing. Maraka sote. Rabaka sokara makate lapai. And there are things the Holy Spirit has begun birthing in you that you've been perceiving in the Spirit concerning His work. They're about to be birthed. The first half of this year shall be a climbing lane. It's a climbing lane, acceleration. Your limitation is only in what you can do, in what you can think, what you can imagine, not what God can do for you. You shall think it and it shall happen. Pasapaka. Rabaka sokoroba baba. Remere rebeka sherepa. Ropa papa. Lemana makashaya. Oh, the Holy Spirit says, I love being in this house. He says, I love being in this house. I love dwelling here. This shall be the house of God. Shall be the house of healing. Shall be the house of restoration. Erapakai, lemanai, rebere baba, setera bababaka, mendelepa, posepena matapa, ekenaba, robobosi, reberebea. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God is visiting this house. Sharapaya, thank you for the oil. 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 Oh, raye, raye, rayera, rara, saba, bababa, kashaya. Thank you for the oil. Thank you for the oil. Thank you for the oil. Breaking every chain, breaking every yoke in the name of Jesus. Everybody in this church, between now and June, they're going to be drunk with the Holy Spirit, drunk with the new wine. There's a fire that's about to break in this church, which shall fill it three times. You shall increase this church three times. There is a fire that is about to break forth in this house. Everybody shall be on fire. The Bible says it came to pass, shall come to pass, that you shall receive power and the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. You shall be witnesses. These people shall fill up this church when they catch the fire. Fire! Ah, to break every chain, to break every chain. Receive the fire. Oh, yama, maya, ya, makase, mono, papa, rite, rombo, kate, mande, maraba, baba, baba, baba. Fire, fire from the head, from the head, from the leader, from the shepherd. Fire, fire from the shepherd, ga, rotama, rebebeka, bosia, boriante, ma, ekenama, rapapa. Fire! Yeah! Fire! This church has what it takes to be a mega church. It has everything it takes to be a mega church. You don't need to look from outside. You need to look from within. There are people here who are great supporters. There are people here with all the gifts, everything to make this church a mega church is here. In the name of Jesus, we tap into it right now. We set it on fire. We set it on fire. We set it on fire. Ah, receive right now. Receive right now. Karaba baba, shera makaye raba baba sai. You're gonna be a woman of power. You're gonna be a woman of power. You're gonna be a woman of authority. You're gonna be a woman of increase. You're gonna be a woman of more. Oh, shay, yay, yay, yay. There you go. From the top of your hair to the sole of your feet. Fresh anoint. Psalms 92. You will anoint me with fresh oil. Barakaze, Bokazienda, Rokisava, Lababa. Authority and power. Authority and power. Authority and power. Authority and power. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for her seat. Thank you for her seat right now. In the name of Jesus. Need to write your name. Remember to write your name. Sharapakanama. Robokosakaraba. Hallelujah. Thank you for the harvest. Thank you for the harvest. Thank you for the seven harvests that are coming to this woman. In the name of Jesus. It is done. And I hear it is well. 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 To break every chain. To break every chain. Man of God. To break every chain.
Break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain.
yes, God. Break every chain. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. What a powerful experience in the Holy Ghost. Our lives will never be the same. And it couldn't have happened in a better day than this day. The first day of 2000 and... Okay, church, we got... Pastor James has written so many books. There's one that I see here, 10 Factors That Will Exponentially Multiply Your Miracle Abilities. There's that 131 series of the Bible's Most Outstanding Givers. There's 7 Mistakes People Make While in the Presence of Greatness. I love that one. 5 Success Keys That Revolutionized My Life. There's that one there. And I believe this is from your wife. Okay, Releasing the Goodness of a Woman. Right there. Bulldog Determination. I like this one. Bulldog Determination. Bulldog Tenacity. Wow. 8 Amazing Secrets for Brightening Your Days. Is that one there? 7 Reasons Why There's Going to Be a Shift in Your Circles. I think this is the one you preached last time. Yes, yes, yes. 5 years ago. So you'll get these books after on the foyer. And let me see. Want to assign this Sister Wanja. What is your name, sir? Nick. Nick will be back there. He'll be selling these books. How much are they selling for? $12? Okay, for $12. So you'll be able to get that assignment from him. And if you want to sow more, you can always do that. Amen? What a blessing, Pastor James. Our lives, man, I tell you. You know, you can get a CD from Sister Lorraine. And go listen. Sometimes it's good to listen and to listen what the Lord was speaking to us here. And we've been blessed. Amen. I personally have been blessed. And I've been blessed. And I'm looking forward for 2013. I can tell you this. I'm really, really looking forward for 2013. There's going to be change. There's going to be things happening in our midst here. In the name of Jesus. Why don't we stand up and conclude this meeting? Wow, I can't believe it's almost 2:03, but it is good. Amen. Hold the hands of the person standing next to you, and we are going to pray together and dismiss this meeting. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful that you brought us into the house of God today. We thank you, Lord, even for the table that you prepared for each one of us. Father, I thank you, Lord, even for your servant that you sent all the way from Kenya to come and bring us the nuggets from your heart. Father God, the Bible tells us that no ear, no eye has seen the things that you prepared for the Lord. But you expounded it to us today, that those things that we've not seen have been revealed to us. And I thank you because, Father, beginning from today, Lord, we are taking on 2013 from a different perspective. Things that stagnated in 2012, now we want to have an ability and knowledge of how to tackle those things. To carry forward the vision and the dreams, Lord, that have been birthed in our hearts, oh Lord. Father, help us to see ourselves with unlimited power to accomplish the things that you've set in our lives. Oh God, this year, at the end of the end of December, we'll be able to look back and we'll be able to say that we trusted you. And this far have you brought us, Lord. You be our Ebenezer in December. Every single day will be an experience with you. And we are not going to move even an inch without your presence. We are not going to move even a single day without your favor. Thank you, Lord. Favor is all that we need in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I declare your blessings over your people as they usher into the marketplaces. I declare that they will be successful in the name of Jesus. I declare that the hands of the devil will be stayed away from their day-to-day activities in the name of Jesus. Every tongue that rises against them, Lord, I condemn in the name of the Lord. Father God, networks from the kingdom of the devil that are being mooted
on their behalf, I cancel and destroy them in the name of Jesus. I speak your divine authority over their lives, oh God, that whenever they open up their mouths, oh God, their words shall be powerful. It shall be powerful to bring down strongholds in the name of Jesus. Above everything, I declare as your servant that you shall put a hedge round about them in the name of Jesus. A hedge round about their children, a hedge round about their spouses, a hedge round about what they do for a living in the name of Jesus. They will walk victoriously this week, oh God. Their head shall be lifted up, oh God, from whence their help comes from. I thank you because of the power and authority that you've given them as your children, oh Lord. They will do exploits in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray that we shall humble ourselves before your presence so that we may hear what the Spirit will be speaking to us in 2013. I speak a blessing over your servant in the name of Jesus. I speak your blessings over his family, over his ministry in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will take him, Lord, even to higher grounds. Yes, my God, even where he has never seen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. May you prosper him. May you add into his life in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, as we dismiss all this together. We praise you and we bless your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And everybody said amen. Everybody shouted amen. Amen. I want you to hold the hands of the person standing to you as we bid each other the words of the grace. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord God bless you. May he shine his face upon you and may he guide you. Please remember the Sunday school. I think they're still going to have that meeting. So you're going to meet with Sister Anne and Sister Catherine.